This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 28th of November. Happy Thanksgiving in the States. Hello, this is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica Longdon, and it's great to get together with you today. Really is. I missed you last week. I truly did. Those of you who are regulars on this show know I was away travelling in Glastonbury, and for those who asked for me to take your names with me, I did. Took you to the Chalice Well Gardens, which is the beautiful divine feminine, and I went to the Abbey and up the Tor. More of that later. Anyway, good morning to you. A very, very happy Thanksgiving if you are living stateside in various other parts of the world who celebrate with you. There are corners of pockets of Brazil and obviously Canada and various other places where it is celebrated. I think Australia has an island where it's celebrated. I know not. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you. It's actually a holiday, one of the holidays, goodness knows, here in the UK. We've imported lots of holidays. Thanksgiving, alas, is not one of them. If we wanted to bring Thanksgiving here, I would vote for it. I think it's a really good idea to spend a day being thankful. And I know, in an ideal world, we would live the energy of Thanksgiving Day every single day. I mean, if you keep a gratitude diary, well, you're kind of close. Apropos of which, don't forget that there is a free gratitude board on the front page of 1-2 Listen. And if you don't use it, well, why not? You've got 50 advisors on there empowering it. It's a really good place to put your wishes as if they've actually happened. Really feel them, get into it. Feel them before you write the words up there. It is absolutely free. I promise you, we don't ask for email addresses and put you on strange mailing lists. Nothing happens apart from you get to put your gratitude on the front page of 1-2 Listen, and all the advisors there with all their different skills empower it when they log on, which is a pretty cool tool to have at your fingertips. I am running a Facebook chat room today live. I am back with you live. I can see people coming in. I'm just going to refresh it because I can see people coming in. So gosh, thank you for being in my Facebook chat room on Thanksgiving, because I know a lot of people travel. I thought I might be sitting in there on my own, but I'm not. Who have I got in there? Good morning to Tara and to Jane and to Suzanne. Okay, in Canada, apparently Tara says their Thanksgiving is mid-October. Sounds good to me. Do you know what? Here in the UK, I think I'm going to start a movement. We should have a Thanksgiving's Day and we should pick it. I would vote for October. It's my favourite month, but then I'm biased because I'm a Libra. But there you go. So anyway, I am running a Facebook chat room today. If you would like a reading on Thanksgiving, I have my angel tarot cards with me, and I'd be very, very happy to do so. The way you get into the Facebook chat room is take a look at the website 1-2radio.com. That's the number 12, radio.com. And amongst the many things on the menu, on the left-hand side, you will see there's an option to chat, and it brings you over here to Facebook to a private group. So no trolling in there. They're a lovely set of people who come over there. And I will do you a reading as the show goes on, if I can do so. So about half an hour ago, a friend of mine who's been over here for lunch, because obviously in the UK it's now 4:30 in the afternoon with me. So I had a friend over to lunch who's very spiritual. She's my gong master that I trained with. And she did say to me, what are you going to talk about on your radio show? And I said, as usual, I have absolutely no idea. But the angels and dragons will give me something by the time I sit in front of this microphone at 4:30. And of course they did, because we were talking about things and I'd been talking with other friends and I pulled a card for today. And they all led me to the same conclusion, which is a very useful thing, I think, to be talking about on a day that's based on gratitude. And that is the need to go within and find authenticity. And I know I have been going on about this all year. I think that there's a real necessity at the moment. I was speaking to a friend of mine over here in the UK who's an astrologer, who said she really has the feeling that we have to go within. I mean, how many planets are retrograde at the moment? I'm just looking at the lineup. Mercury, Jupiter, Uranus, Chiron, Neptune, the moon is in Scorpio, which is deep diving, deep feeling. I mean, my goodness, if that's not a let's go within energy, I don't know what is. Now, I do appreciate that if it's Thanksgiving, you may be doing an awful lot of going without, as in going travelling with family, having to engage, having to be social. So it might be quite difficult to find that balance of being able to go in. But in a general way, even if today is all about going out and communing, I think this week we should be very mindful of our inner world. I was working in Glastonbury. I was in Glastonbury Tor, where there's a dragon underneath. I was in the Chalice Well, which is the most wonderful divine feminine. I went to St. Margaret's Chapel, which is a tiny, incy-wincy, tiny chapel at the far end of Glastonbury that just has the most extraordinary energy in there, both of St. Margaret and Mary Magdalene. I went into the Abbey Gardens, and the Abbey was destroyed by Henry VIII, who didn't like the fact it was Catholic, and so much was lost. There was a wonderful library there. Lord knows what knowledge and wisdom was in there that was lost, a bit like when the library in Alexandria in Egypt burnt down. A lot of ancient wisdom was lost, but there is still such a feeling when you walk into the walls of the Abbey of communing and reverence and mutual support and spirituality and a real authentic spirituality. And right in the middle is the marker for the graves of King Arthur and Queen Guinevere, as in Merlin and the Arthurian legends. And even though there is a marker saying that they were there and their bones have since been moved to another spot, the echo, the frequency, the resonance of their presence is palpable. It's extraordinary. So I have been in all those and very much found that the dragons came to the fore for me while I was in Glastonbury. They really stepped up the energy. I've been reading more dragon books. I've got more dragon cards. I've been doing dragon meditations. Last year, I had a major dragon tattoo on my back. The dragons, and well, it is the year of the dragon, the Chinese year of the dragon. They have really stepped up. And what they've been speaking to me about this week in various ways, through meditation and through my readings, is the need we have to ground ourselves, that you cannot reach up spiritually. You can't go up high if you're not really grounded down, because even though we're wonderful spiritual souls having a human experience, the key word there is human experience. We can't reach higher if we don't recognize and appreciate the fact that we are physical beings. We've got to ground ourselves, ground right down through your chakras, through your feet, into the earth. And the more you ground down, the more then you can open up and invite celestial wisdom in whatever way you like to work. Maybe you like working with angels, which of course I do. I like ascended masters, deities of various kinds, archangels, dragons, unicorns, the fae. Particularly with me, obviously angels, dragons, and I do love my unicorns. I always loved horses. If there are horses about in a field, I'll always go and talk to them or pat them. And you couldn't keep me off the back of horses when I was a child. I used to cannon round on little round ponies falling off into rather spiky hedges. I love horses, so of course I love my unicorns as well. But the dragons were just saying, you've really got to ground yourself. And they said, don't go looking for spirituality on the outside. The spirituality that you need at the moment with five planets retrograde is the spirituality that is within you, that is you. You are unique. No one does life on this earth like you do it, because you're absolutely unique, and no one will do it like you afterwards either. You may have things in common with people, you may have thoughts in common, but no one is you. So what the dragons are saying is go inside and find you, who you are spiritually. And when you've got the hang of that, then you can come back outside and start interacting with the world. But they just so many times I've had three messages, one of them today, about going within and finding out who you are. It was in the movie, if you like the movie Eat, Pray, Love, which I do love, you will remember Liz Gilbert said, God lives in you as you. And the dragons are saying exactly the same message. You've got to go inside and be authentic. I asked for a card for today with my angel tarot, and guess what? They echoed the same message. I got the Major Arcana card. I got the Hermit. And the Hermit is not someone who shuts themselves away in a cave and never comes out and never connects to anyone. The meaning of the card, the Hermit, is to go within the cave and find your authenticity and then come out and shine your individual unique light for everyone to see. And in that way, you are part of the web of life. And that's your meaning. That's your purpose. People quite often say, what's my purpose in life? And you may have set yourself before you incarnated a very specific purpose. But your primary purpose has got to be you. Be as authentic as you can. Hopefully that will mean kindness and respect, but kindness and respect starts with you within. If you're kind to yourself and respectful to yourself, and particularly this lesson I've had this week, I've had lots of lessons about boundaries, boy have I ever, having good boundaries, because then you can have meaningful, proper conversations with people, even if you don't agree with them. If you've got good boundaries yourself, then you don't get triggered by what people are saying. So that's the message I've been getting this week. Things to be grateful for. Well, I'm grateful for you. I really am. I'm grateful for you. I am grateful for me and the fact I'm on this earth and able to speak to you with this technology. I mean, hey, this was unheard of when I was a child. Look how far we've come, and we need to use technology, all the new things, and embrace them for good. Everything that mankind or womankind has ever invented in our history can be used one of two ways, for good or for enslavement or greed. So here we are on the radio. You're listening to me. I've got cards here. We're talking. It's Thanksgiving. I'm quite glad I'm not a turkey, to be honest, being a vegan on Thanksgiving. But that's just one of the things I'll throw in the mix. I am now going to go back in the Facebook chat room and have a look, because I do see that people are coming in there, and I just want to make sure, if you would like a reading, that I do you a reading. So let's have a look. Happy Thanksgiving to Catherine as well. I'm just going to sort the Facebook comments out. View more comments, it says, and tip them up the right way so that I don't miss anybody out, because I can now see I've got more people coming in. I say I am so grateful that you're joining me, because I did think on Thanksgiving I might be sitting here on my own. Good morning to Alan as well, who's come into the Facebook chat room. Right, okay. I'm going to do a general reading for the day for you, wherever you are, especially perhaps if you pick this show up on demand. And the on-demand system on 1-2 Radio is awesome. I have to admit, I am remiss in, I should drop into it more often, because you've got the wisdom of all the advisors from 1-2 Listen who do a radio show. And if you can't catch them live, well, the show goes to Encore. So you could always catch the wisdom. I quite often do that. If you're listening, Mark, sorry, Mark Husson, sometimes I don't catch you live on a Monday because of commitments, because it's 4 in the afternoon for me. But I do go back into the on demand and listen, and it's just an absolute joy. So I see Catherine's just put another note in the chat room, so I will just go in there and have a look. And then I'm going to do a general reading that you can pick up anytime. Catherine, you would like a reading. Let me just... around a relationship that keeps popping in. Okay. Well, let's see. I have my angel deck here, but I'm also, because the dragons have been so prominent with me this week, I am going to call on the dragons and just intuitively say, do you have a message for Catherine, please, about this relationship that keeps popping in? So I'm just tuning in. I'm calling them. They take a while to come to me. It's not as faster reaction as I get with my angels to get a dragon to come to me. And I am picking up this message. I'm just trying to grab the words as they're going past, Catherine. The dragon says, what do you want from it? That's the phrase I've got. Dragons are kind of like that. They're quite, they're intuitive, but they're quite direct. So if this relationship keeps popping in, what do you want from it? Because otherwise it wouldn't keep popping in. So you need to sit and journal and answer that question. I am going to ask if there's a card that will go with it by the angels and just see whether they have anything to add to the dragon statement. Is there a card? This is a new deck to me. I haven't kind of quite bonded with it yet. It doesn't work as fast, again, as my other decks. And also patience is a virtue I have not let garnered. And they've thrown half the deck at me in humour at that. I've got the Empress there, Catherine, that, again, is about nurturing. It's my Empress in my deck is a beautiful lady. She's nurturing a little unicorn. It's quite often about giving birth to your dreams or creation, but the fact she's nurturing this little unicorn, and the dragon said to me, what do you want from it? I'm just going to see. There was another card, but it was half the deck they threw at me, so I just want to see if that other card... there's another card flipping out. So, okay. Interesting. This is a card that I would say is about ancestry. It's actually a coins card. It's the Ten of Coins, which can be about finance. But also on this card, you've got grandparents and the daughter who's pregnant. There's already another grandchild. This is about ancestry. It's about lineage. So I would say to you, and again, the Empress is there. She is cuddling this baby unicorn. This is about lineage, Catherine. So I don't know whether it's a past life lineage or a lineage of some kind, a reflection, a mirror of some lineage. But again, I come back to the dragon's question. What do you want from it? If you know the answer to that, it will just resolve itself. So I am going to just refresh this page. And I know I said I'd do a general reading. I just want to have a look, see where I am. Okay, I have got time to do this. So let's tip these comments up the other way on Thanksgiving. I don't know why Facebook does it. I don't want most relevant. Who are they to decide what's relevant? I want them all. I want them all. Tara is thankful for your nice warm home while it's cold outside. Amen to that. It is really mizzly, drizzly, horrible here in the UK where I am. And your sweet boy to snuggle with. Beautiful picture. Gorgeous little doggy. Oh, bless him. And you would like a card as well. Oh, sending lots of gratitude to little doggy. You are such a loving soul. I can see that from the eyes. So let's have a look. Clear the deck and ask for Tara. What card would Tara like? There we go. Interestingly, I would say for you, with the times we're living in all these retrogrades and the fact we've got Pluto in Aquarius, that's why I'm saying that people need to come within, because we are going through such transformative times. That's why we need to be authentic and know who we are. And I would say to you that at this time, Tara, and we have a new moon in Sagittarius on Saturday, that one cycle is closing. And another opportunity, particularly an idea, may be coming up, because I've got the One of Swords here, the One of Air, which is brilliant ideas. Sometimes they need adjustment, Sometimes they come with the overwhelming feeling of, I can't possibly do that. But nevertheless, they are brilliant and worthy ideas. So don't be surprised if on Saturday, with a new moon in Sag, and Sag being the Jupiter energy of creation and moving forward, don't be surprised if you suddenly get insights or a really, you know, brilliant idea. And the fact that Jupiter is also retrograde, again, that's why I think we've got the One of Swords, because yes, you get these brilliant ideas together with the feeling of, heck, how on earth would I make that happen? So not so much of the heck, how would I make that happen? Because actually, yes, Jupiter is retrograde, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. This is the ideas moment. Sit with it. Write it down before you forget it, especially if it comes to you in the middle of the night, because we all know how that one goes. You wake up at 3 and 4 in the morning, you have an absolutely outstanding idea, you've got the words, the song is in your head, you know who you're going to talk to, whatever the idea was, you're absolutely certain that it's such a brilliant epiphany that you'll never forget it, and you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you absolutely no idea whatsoever. Been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. So if you have one of those, Tara, write it down. Maybe keep a notebook, or if you dictate things into your phone, whatever works for you. But if you have a bright idea in the middle of the night, especially on Saturday with a new moon in Sag, write it down. Even if you don't do it till next year, that would be a really good idea. Okay, I've got about 8 minutes left. I'm going to do a card for the day. I did say we had the Hermit earlier, but that was the kind of theme that the dragons have been giving me about authenticity and the Hermit. So, Moon is in Scorpio. It's Thanksgiving. What card, angels? And there we go. Two beautiful cards. One is the Seven of Earth, and I love this. It's Seven of Coins, if you like your traditional tarot. I love this card in this deck. There's a girl in the garden. Behind her is a brick wall because the past is behind her. She cannot look back. The past is sealed. And she's planting the most beautiful flowers in the garden in front of her. She has a watering can. And it's about seeds well planted. But even though she's just planted them, these have beautiful flower heads on, because it's as if she's seeing what these plants will be when the seed germinates and grows to fruition. So that's the kind of energy that wraps around this. So you're creating the idea, and you're watering these seeds with the idea that you know how you feel when it comes to fruition. This is backed up by the fact I've got it with the King of Water, which is a Cancerian energy. So we could be throwing forward to the middle of the year. But equally, this card, the King of Water, is about somebody who's deeply feeling, but they're completely trustworthy and honest and devoted. They're safe. They can be very charitable. They can be a benefactor. So maybe someone will help you with your intentions and your seeds, or maybe that's how you're going to water them yourself, because this is a water card, and there's the watering can saying you water the seeds of your intentions. So I can see that there are more questions coming into the Facebook chat room. Just checking on my timing. Yeah, I've got time to do it. And of course, my computer has just decided to go slow. Right, it's caught up again. Okay, let's have a look. Do the Facebook dance. Do-si-do. Turn it upside down. 1, 2, 3, go. So let's have a look. Oh, a beautiful card from Catherine. Happy anniversary. Oh, beautiful card with a heart leaf. I just love the light on that. And Tara, you're very welcome. Looking forward to the new ideas coming in. Absolutely, we could all do with some of that. Right, I've only got a few minutes left, and I keep promising I'm going to do this general card, so let's get this done. So tuning into the energy for this from today, the Scorpio moon, to this Sagittarius new moon on Saturday, what do we need to know? Where do we need to be, generally speaking, in our lives? What would be helpful for us to know how we could communicate. And there we go. Again, cards about grounding. I've got two earth cards here. About learning, about a new beginning. Again, it's a little girl walking up a path with a book to a university that looks rather like the White House, but it's that general idea. This can be about abundance coming in, but I think this is an abundance of self-knowledge rather than physical money we're talking about here. So an abundance, the beginning of a new journey. Lots of learning, because the page of earth I have with it is somebody sitting indoors in front of lots and lots of books. So I think this is a great time when we go inside to learn about ourselves. And even if we thought we knew what makes us tick, we're entering a very, very different energy. The past is done. How things used to be is, in my opinion, done. I think with all these planets retrograde and Pluto in Aquarius and various other things going on, we're going to be living in a very different energy. And rather like you can't solve a situation with the thought that created it, I think that in order to live well in these coming times, we are going to have to recalibrate ourselves and find a way to interact with the world differently, perhaps, especially if the world looks very challenging, which I know in many parts of the world it certainly does. And all of this comes with a beautiful page of water. She's a beautiful mermaid with a cup, and it's running over, it's pouring out. There's a dolphin leaping behind her, and it's pouring out because she's feeling very sensitive. So this is saying to me that these new energies can make us feel oversensitive, or we feel so sensitive, we just, you know, you almost get compassion fatigue. What do I do with that? How can I help? That feeling of I feel so helpless, I want to do something. And the answer is, do what you can. No, I can't solve world wars or any other wars, I wish. But I can send compassion. I can perhaps send a little money to a relief organization. I can perhaps write letters. I could campaign. You do what you can do. That's why we need to be authentic, and why it so matters that we are unique at the moment, because we all have a different part to play in the evolving life. It's like we're all a stitch in the tapestry, and you may think as one tiny stitch you don't matter, but my goodness, you do. You're as important as any other stitch. So that is what the angels and the dragons would have us know on this very auspicious occasion of Thanksgiving. So wherever you are and whatever you're doing with Thanksgiving, especially if you're traveling, I do hope that you will be safe and take good care. I really hope that you will find pleasure in your family, even if those sometimes, again, as I said, opinions differ and things can get triggering. If you can keep yourself centered and grounded and loving, and just think that's who they are, that's their uniqueness, but you are you, and stick to being your unique you. You don't have to pick a fight. Sometimes, well, I'm a Libra, and I just walk away and think, I don't agree with that, and nothing I say here is going to make any difference, so I'm just going to hold my own counsel and, yeah, carry on being me. So I hope those thoughts will be helpful to you. I will be back at the same time next week, when we will be, I can hardly say it, in December. Whoops, that's the wrong bit of music. That's what happens when I take deep breaths. That's better. There is hope for me. Yes, it will be December. We're right in the festive season with lots and lots of holiday energy. So I will have my starscopes for you, which you will find on the front page of Want You Listen, and also on my website, Angel Hands Heal. Until then, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.